Welcome to the Ask an Expert podcast, hosted by Joshua Carlson, co-founder of the award-winning direct marketing agency, Propello Media. Ask an Expert is a show of candid conversations with proven business and thought leaders, talking about real problems, and more importantly, about real solutions you can use to benefit your own business. We hope you enjoy the honest and organic nature of each guest's conversation. So let's jump right in.
I'm going to be sitting down with Jessica Jones, the newly appointed GM and head of talent development over at InfoUSA. Now, Jessica's road has been bumpy from the start. She started about a month and a half prior to COVID-19 hitting the States. And so she has an interesting perspective about what her team has done, as well as what she's seeing from a data industry trend perspective. Let's get started. So welcome, Jessica. Thank you for joining our Ask an Expert segment today.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
Cool. Well, to get started, you have had an interesting few months. So not only did you change companies you went to work with, you were introduced to a new role and a global pandemic all in that short time period. What has that been like for you? It seems like it's just beyond crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Crazy is probably putting it lightly. So you're right. I mean, I started as the VP and GM of InfoUSA.com and talent in February.
Okay.
We had an awesome, exciting kind of first 28 days. and then, we had a good solid week in March. And, you know, at that point, everything was kind of starting to buzz, but we were like, it's no big deal. And whatever, you know, we'll roll with it. I don't think it's going to impact us. And I was actually looking for sales managers at the time. So I was starting to interview new employees. Okay. And as a side joke, one of the gals that was looking at being hired said, "Do you think that you guys are going to close?" I go, "No. Like, our office is never going to close. What are you talking about?"
Sure.
And she's like, "Well, I'm just wondering, like, how is that going to work if I start a new job and, like, there's no office?" And I'm like, "Don't even worry about it." Well,
yeah.
So fast forward, we've now been working from home like 9 weeks, right? So, but the whole thing was just really crazy because we all left the office on a Friday thinking we would probably be back. And on that Sunday is when our CEO had made the call and said, "No, you know, we're going to strictly work from home for now." And I remember calling one of my associates and they said, "Just remember, Jessica, every great president started with a tragedy." So I just keep playing that in my mind and remembering that we will all overcome this. So
sure. Yeah. There's greatness after the tragedy, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Well, I have a question because you are in charge of talent, and I've interviewed talentless people over the years, but it's been belly to belly, right? I'm at the table.
Yeah.
I'm sitting directly across from them. I've done the phone screen before, but this is a completely different world because you can't actually be in front of somebody. What is it like looking for talent in this environment that we have today?
Yeah. I mean, looking for talent is one thing. And then really what we've experienced and have really made changes to is onboarding talent. So as I mentioned, I was looking for two new sales managers. And so in that time, I extended offers to two new sales managers and have had to onboard them. So it's not only, you know, training them, but then also how do you assimilate them into their new sales teams?
Right.
So it's such a multi-leveled approach. And so obviously utilizing technology and webcams has been huge. Being able to coach and, really just kind of keep your pulse as much as you can.
Sure.
I would say culturally, we've really tried to do some different things. As the sales managers all got new teams, we did a leadership assimilation activity, and that was really great for them to kind of get to know their team members, but then also those team members to come back and get to know those sales managers. So it was a great way to immediately kind of break that ice. We've also started to do like virtual happy hours, which have been super successful. Again, you know, getting to know people on a real level versus just always in the, you know, the day-to-day. We've also started implementing virtual water cooler and coffee breaks, which has been really good.
Okay.
And in some cases, the rule is don't talk about work, right? Like we want to get to know you on a personal and a professional level. So those are just some things that we've tried to do to just successfully build trust virtually, get to know each other, and strengthen the team.
Well, that's good, because my next question was kind of what have you seen, you know, in your team adapting? And I know I transitioned from corporate environment to a remote office over 2 years ago. And one of the things to me that, you know, I immediately realized I had to start addressing was this lack of chemistry of being able to be next to people. So I do think it's awesome that you guys are doing these non-work, you know, episodes where we're just going to actually have some, you know, friend to friend, peer to peer conversations, as opposed to, hey, here's the client, here's the project that we're working on. Because without that chemistry, I feel like the clients will ultimately suffer. Are there any other things that you've seen, like from an adaptation standpoint?
Yeah. I mean, I think overall, you know, what we do day to day hasn't changed. It's really how we do it. Okay. Right? Because we are virtual. So again, utilizing the webcams, utilizing more technology. But a lot of like the coaching and the training and team meetings and celebrating successes and wins, I mean, all of those things are still things that we're doing, and they're completely important to continue to do. And I would be lying to tell you that we never skipped a beat, right? I mean, you do obviously have some transition. But I would say overall, I mean, it's been pretty smooth. And I think it's just because as a team, we really came together and decided, guys, we have to do this, right? It's imperative that we're successful. So, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges is as reps have issues with technology, it's hard for us to troubleshoot that when you're not side by side with somebody.
Sure.
So that's definitely been a challenge. But the other thing I think with all of our staff is finding that balance, because we're now employees, we're parents, we're teachers, we're daycare providers. And then, you know, it's like, it's really hard to take a step away from your computer, right? Like you just feel like you have to be on all the time. So helping people really find that balance of relaxation and downtime, and even activity levels like stretching and getting up and moving around and having those opportunities still important, even though you're not in the office.
Well, it's good to hear you say that. I listened to another podcast and they talk about, you know, kind of the last question is, what are you doing to like breathe, right?
Yeah.
And so it's good to hear that you guys are actually consciously focusing on that, you know, throughout the day with the teams, so that, you know, as we as individuals, you know, and I think that this is an aspect of leadership that specifically in this time period that is incredibly important, is to not just focus on yourself, right? Because a poor leader is one that doesn't focus, you know, making sure that they're in a good spot, but then helping the team get through that. So that's definitely kudos to you guys for putting that focus there.
Yeah. I mean, I think it all goes back to just having a strong culture and realizing that while nothing has changed, everything has changed. Right. And, you know, obviously as I sit here and do this webinar, I'm thinking, are my kids going to come and scream in the middle of it? So it is what it is. It's our new life. So,
okay. Well, so my next question is a little bit more strategic about the industry that you're in. So you work for Info Group, pioneer within the data space for decades, really. Are you seeing any data trends emerging in this kind of new environment?
Yeah, absolutely. So our particular division serves really that small and medium-sized business group. And so obviously, you know, when you look at the types of businesses that have been impacted by this pandemic, they certainly have been hit. And so the customers that typically have been doing business with us are really more conscientious of their purchases, right? So making sure that they're hitting those right targets. Every dollar that they're spending right now, they just have to be really cognizant that it's going to the right space.
Sure.
We're also seeing a huge uptick in email marketing spend.
Okay.
Because obviously with businesses, you know, most businesses moving to remote, you don't want to send direct mail pieces to those businesses, but email marketing can be reach to people regardless if you're open or you're working remote. So still a huge trend there. And then one that I think is super smart for businesses right now that we've seen is more and more companies utilizing data services. And really what that is taking their existing, you know, marketing, prospecting, or customer files and, you know, adding information, updating addresses, phone numbers, adding, you know, those demographics and firmographics. So then as they have some downtime, or, you know, they're shifting people around to do different work and priorities are changing, they can make sure that utilizing that information is a good use of money. And they can really analyze their own markets and their customers to see, are they spending in the right spot? Are they giving the right offers? And, you know, are they needing to pivot and change their offers, right, based on that information? So that's been another really big trend that we've started to see.
Yeah, I think especially during these times, your existing customer base is your bread and butter, not only just for actual revenue, but for insights as well. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'm not surprised to hear that. You mentioned a word a minute ago, pivoting. It is certainly a buzzword of the past, you know, 9 weeks, as we said. Is Info Group as a whole looking to pivot in any specific direction?
You know, I think that's a loaded question because, you know, if a business isn't pivoting right now, they're probably going to have their doors closed, right?
Sure.
So absolutely we're pivoting. And I think, you know, not only pivoting to, obviously we put 1,700 employees in a matter of 24 hours to work at home. I mean, that in itself was a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just awesome that we can still provide that opportunity to all of our employees. But we have seen just a huge uptick in certain verticals, you know, verticals that we typically would see come through and purchase from us, but even more so like cleaning and restoration, solar companies, contractors. So, you know, we see some types of businesses that are spending more with us and others that aren't, you know, like amusement parks and hospitality and, you know, things like customers like that, they're obviously not spending money with us because they're completely closed.
Right.
So we've had to adapt the way we've done our business. But the other thing is just adapting offers to SMBs. I mean, we know that it's a tough time for them. Some have had to completely close their doors. You know, some have had to do a limited amount of business. So we've tried to do a lot of special offers, just helping these customers meet them where they are. And, you know, offering small business specials. We have a Jumpstart Your Success campaign where we're offering a service. They get 3 months up front for free and they get 3 months paid at the end. So a lot of different, you know, opportunities there. But then also our conversations as leadership with our account executives as, hey, when you're calling and you're talking to these people, right now it's all about not even selling them, right? It's about understanding where is their business, continuing to use that as an opportunity to build rapport and just look to the future with them instead of the here and now.
Yeah, that's good. There's a company, BombBomb. They do email video marketing. And one of their CMOs is Ethan Butte. And he's been saying, you know, actually prior to this, but service, not sell. And I think that's so much more important now. But it actually fundamentally is a fantastic sales approach. Because if you're truly servicing them, you're going to be building that long-term relationship. So kudos to you guys. I am curious. It seems like I'm getting the cart before the horse here, but everybody talks about what is the one thing that we want to be focused on right now, right? You know, I know that, you know, there's always multiple balls in the air. And I heard a long time ago, you're not going to catch all of them. Just focus on the most important ones. What is that one ball that you guys as a team are making sure that you're focused on?
100% engagement. Okay. I mean, we have a bunch of extroverted people right now that are stuck at home. And, you know, people are begging to go back to the office because they just miss that interaction and just the excitement. So engagement is huge for us. And obviously that's a huge word, right? So it can be a lot of types of engagement, but it's just keeping everybody going in the, in our new virtual atmosphere through coaching, training, motivation, you know, like I said earlier, celebrating those wins. But it's all about keeping people engaged and mindful of what their tasks are and knowing that even though we're not side by side, we're still all a team together.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm curious if there's anything that I haven't mentioned that you'd like to share, just as an observation, either about yourself in this new role, sure, or organizationally, or just maybe about your team.
Yeah. Well, I would say the one kind of last piece, just to remember, whether that's for my team, because I know it's something that's definitely come up, but just anybody that might be listening that's really struggling to have a virtual team, is be mindful of people's mental health. Even our most introverted folks on our team, thinking that they don't need people, right? They need people. Yeah. And so we've really, again, tried to be mindful of that and do different things, really fill everybody's buckets as we've transitioned to this new atmosphere. But I think it's been obviously challenging, but it's been a great experience, a teaching experience for all of us to see, hey, we can do this.
Right.
You know, a lot of America is doing the same thing. And I think it's great lessons learned to be able to pivot and change our business continually as we move through. So exciting times. Good growth opportunity. That's what I always say, right?
Yeah. Well, I like how you're rising to the challenge, right? And that's a big thing. And I think the foundation of that is be mindful of mental health is incredibly important. Because as you said, even though people may not think that they need it, they most certainly probably do. And so being conscious about that is a great, great approach. So, well, thank you very much for joining us. I really appreciate you coming on here.
Yes. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Stay well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hi, it's your host, Joshua Carlson, and I wanted to thank you for listening to today's show. This is the point where most shows ask you for a 5-star review, but we're not doing this for the accolades. Don't get me wrong, seeing 5 stars feels great, but our goal here is to provide real content from real experts that can meaningfully propel you and your business forward. So if there's something we fell short on, a question we missed, or if you just have any constructive feedback, go ahead and leave a review with your thoughts. We also enjoy hearing directly from our listeners, so look for our contact info via the show notes so we can connect one-on-one. We really do love the feedback so we can continue to improve and propel the show forward for you and all of our listeners.